flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. You are in my memories, Baba. You are in my dreams. Life is because of you. Every breath is you. You are the ocean, you are the shore. You are the heartbeat of my heart. You are the melody of my song. In these storms and tempests, I should not get lost. Lonely dark nights passing along the paths. Fear strikes every moment. Maya unsettles the heart. Maya unsettles the heart. A silent shadow spreads. With your support now, I step out alone. Oh, Baba, you are my shore. You are my support. You are in my memories, you are in my dreams. You are the medicine for my pain. You are the peace in sorrow. The flight of dreams is with you. The path of life is you. You are the support for living. You are in every moment. You are in my heartbeat. You are in my life. In every moment you are there. In every moment you are there. You are in my life. In every moment you are there. Jeevan mein tum, pal pal mein tum. God is not just the person. He is the presence. He is the living presence. He is the radiant presence. Felt, experienced in every breath. The soul is incomplete without this love. The deepest void is filled only with this divine love. And without this love, a soul is a beggar, running to people, running to persons, seeking attention, wanting favors, to stay alone is difficult because there is emptiness within, and that emptiness propels the soul to seek the fulfillment outside, and the whole life is spent in running from pillar to post, a saga of beggary. The opulence is within us. Once we put ourselves in order, everything will come into order. So long as there is indiscipline within, so long as there is unfulfillment within, we will keep on carrying the begging ball in our hand. There was a village, and it did not rain for a long time. And then somebody heard of a rainmaker. The rainmaker was living in a distant village. A errand was sent and he was called. He was requested, "Please bring the rains." He said, "I'll bring the rain, but I have one condition. 3 days I'll be alone. Give me a cottage. No food, no water, nothing I need. I will not talk with anyone. I'll remain locked up in my room. That's it." The conditions were fulfilled. By the end of 3rd day, it started raining, and there was abundant rain. And people were surprised, awestruck, asked him, "How did you do this? You didn't do anything. You were locked up in a room, and the rains came. Such torrential rains we had never seen before. What magic, what mantra, what secret, what key you used, you had." And the old man said, the rainmaker said, "I just did one simple thing. I put myself in order in these 3 days. I disciplined myself in these 3 days, and automatically the rains came." Once you put yourself in order, the entire universe comes into order. Once you touch the inner silence, the inner spiritual space, everything comes into order. Touching the inner spiritual space is to retire into the inner solitude. We are engaged in tasks where the spiritual undercurrent is lost. We are engaged in the world where there is extroversion. Where there are pleasures of the senses. We love music. We love some sound. We love some forms. We love some food. We love to touch. And they all give us pleasurable sensations. And we are caught in the trap of sensual happiness. While the path of a spiritual seeker is the path of detachment. While everything which is external seems a distraction, and yet we have to engage in those distractions for the sake of world benefit, for the sake of service. To strike a balance between extroversion and introversion is a game. One has to learn. Even whilst engaging in external pursuits, the inner spiritual touch should not go away. Learn to retire. Learn to awaken. The inner light. The outside celebrations cannot light up the lamp of soul. Only silence will take you there. External festivities fail to touch, to enlighten the soul. Rather, they make you extrovert. Today's Murli. Baba said, meeting Father is to become like the Father. He is the example. See Him, follow Him, be like Him. Son shows the Father, just as the Father is, the children are. Like Him, be the embodiment of virtues, powers, all attainments. This meeting is to imbibe all the virtues which are in Him. Immersion in the virtues of the Father. Immersion in the powers of the Father. Imbibition of these virtues and powers is the first checking business that you have to carry out. There are two tasks from today's Murli. One is checking. Another is staying busy. So check this. Check. Keep checking. And find out. The path of Rajyoga is the path of easiness. Why it has become so arduous? Why the abstract, why the simple things have become so intricate? And Baba said, there is only one single reason for this. There is a seed and there is a tree. Rather than watching, rather than seeing, rather than reveling in seed, you start enjoying the tree, the expansion. The expansion is the trap. The expansion allures you. Expansion is like a seduction, is like a seductress. Expansion seduces you. You get trapped. It's colorful. You get lost. In return, you neither get the tree nor the seed, neither the Father nor the things. You start seeing the things rather than seeing the essence. You are lost in the expansion. And expansion is colorful. Expansion is attractive. And then it traps you. And when you are trapped, you have nothing else but to keep on complaining. A groggy nature. Cribbing about small things. And then you get disheartened. See where you are lost, in which expansion. That expansion could be some relationship. That expansion could be something that happened in the past. That expansion could be something coming from outside. Somebody said something to you and you are only thinking about it. Just as we heard yesterday, Baba said to take a jump. The rock is the problem. The rock of old sanskar, of sensitive nature, of getting hurt, of feeling vulnerable. Which expansion? Baba said, just take the high jump, and the high jump is single word drama. That's it. Why this happened to me? Why that happened to me? Why this person is like that? Why does this person said this? We cannot control others. We cannot control what's happening around. We can just control ourselves. So look at the seed, not the expansion. The expansion is a long tail. Just as in the path of devotion, you had so many stories of Ramayana and Mahabharata. They are nothing but long, long tails. The expansion is just like this tail. So long as these tails are there, Father will not be there. So long as these things are there, the expansion is there, Father will be lost. And then you play a game. You make yourself blindfold and keep searching. It's something like somebody standing in broad daylight with a blindfold and saying, oh, it's darkness, it's darkness, it's darkness. I am lost. Somebody show me the way. Throw the blindfold and the day is already there. The shining rays of the sun will fall upon you. The rain is raining and somebody is inside the house and saying, I am thirsty. Go out and drink the rains. The gold is already there and it is covered with mud. Remove the mud and the gold is there. The shine, the luster, the luminosity. And do it now. You are Master Almighty. How it appears that a Master Almighty says that things are difficult. Baba has come to make things easy. And even now, if it appears difficult, it appears difficult at times, it appears simple at times. And for some it is difficult, for some it is easy. Why all this? All this is just because you stop seeing the Father and start seeing the expansion. You are lost in expansion. You are attracted by expansion. You are trapped in expansion. Put a full stop to all the expansion. Nothing. You are not going to get answers of every question of your life. And don't seek. This is how the beautiful drama is made. Some questions should remain unanswered all the time. Otherwise, the beauty of the drama is lost. The drama is perfect. Things have come, things have gone. These are sightseen. Last Sunday's Murli, we have seen all the circumstances. Some are beautiful, some are ugly. But the path of the traveler, Rahi, is to keep on going on. You don't have to stop. You don't have to sit and write an essay or do PhD on the things that happened in your life. They came and they left. They are ephemeral, transitory in nature. They came and they went away. Things are passing away. You don't have to stop. You don't have to hold. You don't have to keep on churning. These things rather churn knowledge. And Baba said the second method is keep yourself busy. When you have a very high aim in front of you, Baba said you forget everything when you have some big program. Do you remember sleeping? Do you remember eating? Nothing. You forget everything. Because you have a great goal. A great aim in front of you. You forget everything. Take up one idea. Think of it. Dream of it. Let that idea penetrate every cell of your gray matters. It should run in your veins like blood. Keep on thinking about that. Where is the time to think of the past? Where is the time to think of all the unnecessary things, all the distractions? The distractions are death. They kill you. You get diverted from your goal, for your aim, from your aim. The past thinks, the future worries. They are figments of your imaginations. Relinquish them. Renounce them as poison. Even your own creations, that could be a piece of art. For an artist, his art can become a trap. For a singer, his song can become a trap. For a poet, his poetry can become a trap. All expressions of art, they are good. They are for spiritual upliftment of the world, but they can become a trap. And this is the subtle Maya a spiritual seeker encounters. So just two things to do today. First, checking. To what extent I have become like the father. The father is immovable. The father is so firm, so unattached. He doesn't remember. He's so free from attachment. The internal stage is so light. Externally, whatever. And the second thing is, stay busy. Make a program for yourself. So in this, you create a diary for yourself. A diary where you will write down what I have to do today. Time buffering, time boxing. Keep yourself busy. So many things I have to do. Exercise, I have to do running. I have to read Murli, I have to give exams. I have to do my karma yoga. I have to do meditation, because simply reading Murli is not suffice. You have to retire within, get detached from the body and experience the soul conscious state. Because in that soul conscious state only and only you get rid of all the physical attachments. The subtle nuances. The subtle attachments. The subtle Maya. The subtleties of the distractions. It's a journey from subtle to subtler to subtlest. So these are the two tasks from today's Murli. And one of the homeworks is write down 7 expansions where you are lost. This could be some job, some career, some relationship. This could be some hobby, some addiction. Proclivity for emergence of past sanskaras or propensity to harm, to hurt, or to get hurt, to cry, to make others cry, to be extrovert. Anything could be an expansion. So think of the 7 expansions. And the methods to incinerate them, burn them to ashes. Om Shanti.